For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Cayman Islands Blood Bank announces a critical appeal for type O negative blood. All eligible individuals are being asked to donate blood immediately. The supply chain delays from the U.S. due to Hurricane Ian has slowed the receipt of blood. Therefore, Cayman needs to increase local blood donations to ensure we have adequate supply for patients when they need it. Donations can be made Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Cayman Islands Hospital. For more information and to book an appointment, visit bloodbank.ky or call 244-2674. Walk-ins are also accepted. Those who have not donated before with the blood bank can take a brief eligibility test on its website before scheduling an appointment. An update on the crash that put a major snarl in Morning Drive traffic to and from the Eastern Districts. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly before 2 a.m. today, officers were called to a serious single-vehicle collision on Shamrock Road near Impulse Close that involved a red Honda Integra. The car was traveling westbound when it left the road and slammed into a utility pole. Emergency services attended the driver after she was pulled from the car by fire officers. She was then carried to the hospital via ambulance, where she remains in critical condition. The incident is currently under investigation, and the road was partially closed this morning, causing major traffic delays, but has since been fully reopened. Anyone who may have witnessed the collision is asked to contact the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit on 649-6254. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cayman's biking community gathers for a memorial ride, or rollout as they called it on Sunday, in honor of local motorbike racer and prison service officer 29-year-old Cash Wayne McKenzie, affectionately known as Cash, who died in August following a crash at the Parkers Raceway track in Breakers North Side. During a candlelight vigil service, Cash Wayne's aunt had this to say.
In our many, many memories, good ones, we should try to continue in his memory. Remember the good things that he did.
Audio there courtesy of Everything 345. A Thanksgiving service will be held this Saturday, October 8th at First Baptist Church on Crewe Road. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Evidence has emerged of the speed with which Russian troops were forced to flee from the southeastern Ukrainian city of Liman. Ukrainian forces moved in on Saturday, taking over what had been a key logistical hub for the Russian occupation. A BBC reporter who's just arrived in the town found Russian soldiers' bodies still lying by the roadside, along with discarded equipment and an entire convoy of burnt-out vehicles. Residents said there were 5,000 Russian troops in the city at one point. Most appear to have escaped. The United States and South Korea have conducted a precision aerial bombing exercise in response to North Korea's test firing of a ballistic missile over Japan. There's been strong international condemnation of North Korea's missile launch. Scientists have found that saliva from the larvae of waxworms can break down some of the toughest types of plastic. Researchers in Spain have found that enzymes in the creatures' mouths can oxidise polyethylene at room temperatures, leading to hopes that creatures can one day be used to degrade plastic commercially. The American country music singer and songwriter Loretta Lynn has died at the age of 90. Born in 1932 in Kentucky, her career spanned 6 decades, during which she received more awards than any other female country recording artist. A film released in 1980 called Coal Miner's Daughter told the story of her life. New research suggests that the giant asteroid which wiped out the dinosaurs also triggered a global tsunami, generating waves well over a kilometre high. The scientists looked at the geological record when the asteroid crashed into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula 66 million years ago. And that's the latest BBC News.